This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, see, this is why I really don't want to go out into space. I am just not a big Galactica, Battlestar Galactica, Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty sort of girl. I'm just really not into that. I'm scared of space. I don't want to get my brain sucked out of me, you know, because of the negative pressure. I'm just not really into space. Well, people say, yeah, but you got to check out the space station. That looks pretty cool. I think, yeah, it might be cool to float around. I'd get a great selfie doing that. But they say that the International Space Station is just brimming with bacteria and fungi that could cause a pretty nasty diseases as well as promote antibiotic resistance. They even say that these critters can corrode the spacecraft. Now, there is no way I'm going to take a spacecraft hoping that I can breathe easy while I'm flipping around, being upside down, and trying to pee in a suction thing. That is still something on my bucket list. I would like to try to go to the bathroom on a spacecraft. That does seem cool. You know, because I hate sitting there having to push, and if it just sucks it right out of you. I know it doesn't really do that. It's not like a vacuum. But it just to me, it seems like, gosh, that's the easier way to go potty. But you do. You need gravity to potty. So I'd like to really know how space toilets work. But anyway, the International Space Station was built in 1998. It's orbited 250 miles above the Earth, has been visited by more than 222 astronauts, so I so hope somebody is cleaning the potty, and up to 6 resupply missions a year up until August 2017. Now, NASA scientists discovered microbes mainly came from humans and were very, very similar to the microbes that we have here on Earth, which means we are bringing our crap up there and now infecting space. Excuse me. The study was the first to provide a comprehensive catalog of the bacteria and fungi lurking on interior surfaces in closed space symptoms. Now, this was published in the journal Microbiome. Dr. Katsuri Venkateswaran is a senior research scientist at NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory and one of the study authors. And they said the ISS, not to be confused with ISIS, but the ISS is a hermetically sealed closed system, subject to microgravity, radiation, elevated carbon dioxide, and a recirculation of air through HEPA filters. So this environment is very extreme. But he noticed that the microbes were still able to thrive. Now, they claim, well, maybe what happened is it was, you know, when we brought the space station stuff out there, maybe the bacteria could have been on there since then. But others think that maybe it's when the payloads or the astronauts arrive, they bring the bugs. So he added that the influence of the indoor microbiome on human health becomes more important for astronauts during flights due to an altered immunity associated with spaceflight and the lack of sophisticated medical interventions that are available on Earth. So why does this matter? Well, aren't we about to send a whole bunch of people to Mars and form a colony? Are we doing that now? I think we're planning on having this huge colony of people on Mars. And if you don't have a Z-Pack, or if you don't have a means to, you know, fillet a nasty cellulitis or compartment syndrome, or necrotizing fasciitis up there, you might want to rethink things. So they say, in light of an upcoming new era of human expansion to the universe, such as future space travel to Mars, see, that's what I was saying, the microbiome of a closed space environment needs to be examined thoroughly to identify the types of microorganisms that can accumulate in this unique environment, how long they persist and survive, and their impact on human health and spacecraft infrastructure. So NASA, right, now has to get all doctorly and figure. It's very interesting. You think, I thought, okay, you know, I don't have to go into astronomy. You know, I'll probably never talk to NASA in my life because that's a whole different field. They blend. They blend a lot. And so, you know, what this shows you is no matter what we do as humans, and no matter how on it we think we are, you know, I tell you that saying, man thinks, God lengths. It's an old Yiddish saying, man works, God laughs. Nature will always win. And these little bacteria and fungi are more resistant than we could even imagine. Now, we step on them, we knock them out with antibiotics, and we think we have the power, but we don't. We don't always have the power. And so, this is just, even though most of us don't really care about space, we don't really care about the space station, we're like, okay, whatever. This actually signifies something really, really deep. And we're really vulnerable. We're very vulnerable. You know, there's a news article talking about how telemedicine is giving kids too many antibiotics. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I think we have over-medicated. We have overdone. We are over-protecting our kids. And we may be not doing what we're supposed to from an immunity standpoint. I'm for vaccines. The vaccine controversy is huge. We got some news on the vaccine controversy, too. Huge. I'm for vaccines. But when somebody brings up, like we had microbiologist Dr. Deuce, who's pro-vaccines also, and would, you know, again, prefer vaccine over natural immunity. But she has said, and we've talked about this, and I've agreed, some natural immunity will be stronger than what we artificially do with a vaccine. And so you wonder if for short term we're saving lives. Maybe even medium term, we're saving thousands, millions of lives. But evolutionarily, are we getting weaker? Just makes you wonder. Now, nobody wants to see polio come back. Nobody wants to see measles and mumps and rubella come back. Nobody wants to see tetanus come back. We are going to fight these diseases. Nobody wants to let somebody have strep and let the consequelae of that happen. We are going to use antibiotics. We are going to knock things out. But what if future generations are now screwed because of what we're doing now? Should we let somebody take it for the team? No. The future generations got to deal with their own stuff. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Sure, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I was talking a little bit about family medicine. One of you had asked in one of the emails why I chose family medicine. Because you had a kid that's going to medical school and he's thinking of the more lucrative fields out there like surgery and urology and neurology. And, you know, I picked family medicine because, one is it was a shorter residency. I'll be honest with you guys. I really wanted surgery. I wanted to be a surgeon or an ER doc. And, but I fell in love. Yeah, I fell in love. And my husband wants to have kids. I want to have kids. And I'm like, you know what? I do want, you know, I want to start a family. And I had been in my 20s, and I had gotten married at the age of 26. And I was really, really worried about, you know, my ovaries and things like that, even though I shouldn't have been. Now, in retrospect, I could have been fine. But I figured a 5 to 7 year residency after being 26, I want to be able to have babies till my 30s. And I knew I wanted to have a baby in my 20s. So I picked family medicine. Also, family medicine allowed you to do everything. So I got to work with kids. I got to deliver babies. I got to do surgery. I got to do urology, neurology, geriatrics, pediatrics, cardiology, radiology. And because I really liked ER and urgent care, I found out that as a family doctor, you could do that too. And so people would say, yeah, you know, you're a jack of all trades. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not really a jack of all trades. You know, that kind of has, you know, not the very positive sort of connotation, but I wanted to be the type of doctor where on a plane or at a Walmart or in a restaurant, if they go, is there a doctor in the house? We have a problem over here. I could stand up and say, yeah, Dr. Dahlia's in the house. I could come up. And if it's a kid, if it's a mom in labor, if it's a grandpa in SVT, I could take a crack at it. And I could jump in and help them. And so that's kind of the type of doctor I wanted to be. I just did. And so I loved family medicine. And, you know, you really have a versatility. Well, when, you know, some students were writing their personal statement, and they would ask me for advice, especially for family medicine residencies, you know, one very good student, fantastic student, but, you know, he had written in his personal statement, you know, it appeals to me to be a jack of all trades. And I said, no, get rid of that. Get rid of that. Doctors hate being called that, a jack of all trades. And the funny thing is when I was bringing that up to another medical student, I didn't say which student had written that, but when I was bringing that up, one of my medical students said, you know, the jack of all trades quote is misquoted. And we brought that up earlier. Apparently, the jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. We talked about this in the last hour. Oftentimes better than a master of one. That really does connote family medicine. So I told somebody that that's what they should put in their personal statement. That would be a really good personal statement talking about that. Personal statement is kind of like your cover letter. Your personal statement when you're trying to apply for a residency. And so if you want to go into family medicine, something like that really does jive with what we do. I think ophthalmologists are fantastic. I think gynecologists are fantastic. I think cardiologists are amazing and we use them. But you really won't go to a cardiology for your abnormal uterine bleeding. You're not going to go to your ophthalmologist for your skin cancer. And even though many of them still know what to do, your family medicine doc can do it all. Maybe not to the specialist degree, which is why we refer. So it's cool. So then I looked up what other quotes were misquoted. And the Odyssey Online has your 7 phrases that you've been misquoting. All right. Blood is thicker than water. We always have to say blood is thicker than water. Well, according to them, they say the full saying is actually the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb, which means that the bonds you choose to make can mean much more to you than the ones you were born into and don't have much say in. So the blood is the covenant. The bond you make is thicker than the water of the womb. Yet we do different. We say blood is thicker than water. We make it sound like, okay, well, you know, if he's your brother, blood is thicker than water. And yeah, maybe in some respect, but I can't tell you how many times I've found I'm closer to other people who I have a covenant with than I do with blood. So that's pretty cool. Curiosity killed the cat. That's a phrase out there. And the phrase continues, though, but satisfaction brought it back. So this whole idea that a cat gets 9 lives, they say the first half is always like, well, curiosity killed the cat, but the full phrase suggests that there's no such a thing as too many questions. Ask your questions. Ask away. Be curious. Because satisfaction brings you back. Huh, that's interesting. Talk about jack of all trades, master none. Great minds think alike. But they say the following line to that is small minds rarely differ. So I guess what they say is it's kind of reassuring. They say try not to think too much the next time you and your classmates like are working with a group project or whatever. Because sometimes, yeah, great minds think alike, but sometimes small minds rarely differ. Meaning, I guess it just means whether you have a great mind or a small mind, many times you think alike, I guess. I don't know. Money is the root of all evil. They say the original version is a bit longer. The biblical phrase is the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. So there's a difference rather than making more money. See, the biblical phrase is the love of money. See, having money is not the root. It's your love of money is the root. So there's a big difference there. You know, the greed. You know, people that have money and they're doing charity and they're doing some amazing things, there's no evil there. But your greed, your love of money, that's where some evil can come into play. My country, right or wrong. They say it's often used to justify supporting bad wars, but the original actually says, my country, right or wrong, if right to be kept right, and if wrong to be set right. So it puts a responsibility on the citizen to make sure their country is a good one, not the other way around. So my country, right or wrong, is like, well, you know, it's my country, you know, if it sucks, it sucks. The other saying means, no, you know, you need to, you know, if something's wrong with it, you need to fix it, like Obamacare. Here's another saying, starve a cold, feed a fever. Now, the original states, if you starve a cold, you'll have to feed a fever. Now, I don't really know what that means. I don't know how you starve a cold, feed a fever. I don't get that. I think what they mean is to starve a cold, meaning to blink it up, right? And to feed a fever means to give it hot drinks. You know, have hot drinks. I don't know. I think there's a whole bunch of reasons for this. As a doctor, I get asked all the time all these little things. You know, should I be drinking hot tea? Should I be drinking hot cocoa? Should I be drinking ice water? Should I be drinking soda pop? Should I be, putting butter on my burn? And, you know, we did amazing things in medicine before antibiotics and before modern medicine. And people found that certain things worked. Honey, lemon, and tea would help with the cold. Why is that? Well, maybe the cold would have gone away, but maybe the heat and the lemon and the honey soothed things. Maybe the lemon fought where it was antibacterial. Maybe the heat was antibacterial. I don't know. Maybe the fact that you're drinking fluids. Maybe the fact that you're sitting down drinking a hot cup of tea rather than going to work or going to school. So, in terms of a fever, I'm torn. You know, I was taught that a fever is the body's way to fight infection. Yet, what we end up doing is we take a lot of ibuprofen, a lot of Tylenol. Yet, when my kid got his first fever and a bad one, I'm like, you know what? Let the body fight it. Let the body fight it. And he would just be lying there listless. I gave him a little children's Tylenol, and he would then drink from his bottle. So I realized that if he feels better, he's going to do more to help improve himself because he wasn't taking any fluids. He wouldn't eat when he had the fever. I got the fever down. I got him to feel better. Then, with the Lord's help, then he would drink. He would also sleep better if he was feeling better. Well, you need to be able to rest and you need to be able to eat when you're sick. So with the idea of, you know, well, we'll let the fever fight out the infection, that's the body's way of fighting an infection, it's true. But if you notice you're not doing the other things to fight the infection because of the fever, or your kid may spike so high that they get a seizure, febrile seizures isn't so much that they're 102 degrees or 103 or 104. A febrile seizure happens when they go from 98 to zoop that high. And it's scary stuff. I'm for doing the Tylenol, doing the Motrin, alternating it, you know. I'm good with that. All right. Telemedicine, what's going on there? 1-877-DOCTOR-TELE, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen resigned on Sunday. On Monday, she delivered a short statement thanking the president.
I don't have any new announcements. I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country. I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing on Monday that Iran's Revolutionary Guard will be deemed a foreign terrorist organization. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News it's a necessary move for world security.
It's the first time the United States has recognized another government as a foreign terrorist organization. That means a lot because Iran's economy is already crippling. This goes to help put more pressure on that country to change its behavior. It's got to happen, and this president understands that.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. So if many of you are starting to notice you have an extra feature or an extra benefit on your insurance, you might be excited to see that some of you guys may be able to access telemedicine. Telemedicine platforms are now booming across the United States. American Well, Online Care Group, Live Health, Allergy, Oscar, Teladoc, there's a whole bunch of them out there. And patients are ecstatic. Your insurance allows you to use your insurance, or you can even pay cash for a visit. And rather than going into a walk-in clinic and sitting in a waiting room for hours, being exposed to other people getting sick, trying to carry the kids, all that other stuff, you know, or leave work, you're able to call your doctor, a doctor, call a doctor right then and there. I have been working for a telemedicine company, and some of you guys will be in the middle of Walmart. You'll be in the middle of a grocery store. You'll be in the middle of a restaurant. You'll be in your car, and you're talking to me. Now, sometimes you might not like what I have to say, because I can't examine you. Like, for example, somebody had called, say their kid had gotten a concussion, had, or a believed concussion in a sport, and they were told to get a release by their doctor that they could go back and play. And so the parent called while, it sounds, I think dad was driving. Mom called me from the front passenger side. And kid was in the back looking great. But I'm like, guys, I can't clear you neurologically with you being in the car. And I know the family was kind of upset because I said you have to see somebody in person for that. We have guidelines in telemedicine. And some of you may say, okay, well, you know what? I have pink eye. Here's some pictures or look on the video, see my eye. Yeah, I like to actually, you know, kind of pull down the lid. I'd like to look. I'd like to do some visual testing. But for some of these pink eyes, I feel comfortable treating over the phone as long as you follow up with the doctor. So there's a lot of things you could actually do. And even though you've got to be careful. Some pink eyes are viral, though, and you don't need drops for. But there's a lot of things that I do feel comfortable over the phone. I've been doing radio now for over a decade, answering people's medical questions and, you know, teaching you guys stuff on air. And so I'm really comfortable with that, but there's a lot of things I won't do. And the one thing I'm noticing as a doctor is people are getting really spoiled. You know, for that mom to be upset with me that I wouldn't clear her daughter to get her back into sports, I'm like, what's wrong here? That, I mean, your child might have had a concussion. The reason why they don't want her playing is because she might have gotten hurt. Don't you want a doctor looking at her brain function? Parent got mad at me because he had a baby. And the baby was sick, and the dad wanted antibiotics. And I go, well, look at the baby. How is he breathing? Do you see the skin go between the ribs? Those are called retractions, where the baby's using accessory muscles to breathe. He said, yeah. I go, that kid's working too hard to breathe. Someone's got to listen to his lungs. Take him in. Parents are pissed. They're like, no, we don't. Why are we doing that? Why can't you just give us an antibiotic? So one thing as a doctor I'm noticing with telemedicine is some people are really, really grateful and they're really, really nice and, you know, they love the advice that they're getting with the doctor, but others really think that they have a free benefit or a $20 benefit or a $40 benefit where they get a doctor who will, at the snap of their fingers, write an antibiotic or give them what they want. And I'm a little nervous. Now, this study just came out making it a little harder for you guys to get antibiotics on telemedicine. So a study has now come out saying telemedicine may be leading to the overprescribing of antibiotics to sniffling children. They say kids with cold symptoms seen via telemedicine visits were far more likely to be prescribed antibiotics than those who went to a doctor's office or clinic, researchers found. And a high proportion of those prescriptions disregarded medical guidelines, raising the risk that they could cause side effects or continue to the rise of antibiotic-resistant germs. So Dr. Kristen Ray at the University of Pittsburgh, said, I understand the desire for care that's more convenient and timely, but we want to make sure that we don't sacrifice quality or safety or effectiveness in the process. Now, the study was published in the journal Pediatrics, and Ray and her colleagues looked at more than 340,000 insured children who had acute respiratory illness medical visits in 2015 and 2016. Children received prescriptions for antibiotics more than half the time during telemedicine visits, compared with 42% at urgent care clinics and 31% at doctor's offices. Then, while overprescribing, they said that doctors, you know, obviously can spread germs, superbugs, etc. And so this now is going to force telemedicine doctors and telemedicine companies to be stricter with the antibiotics. Now, I got yelled at so many times this weekend because parents wanted an antibiotic for their kid. Now, I'm pretty tough. I say no. And the reason why I say no isn't because I want to be a jerk. It's because my telemedicine company gives me guidelines. And they say, don't be treating an ear infection if you can't look at the ear. Don't be giving bronchitis as antibiotics if they could be viral. But the problem is some of you guys know your body, and you're like, look, I don't want this to go a week or two because then it's going to take forever to knock out. So when I was in training, I was taught to not make somebody wait with their sinus infection. I was taught in training, so we're talking in the 90s, that if you suspect a sinus infection, you hit that hard day one. Give them an antibiotic, because if you don't, they're going to later need steroids. Now, nowadays, that's not correct information. Nowadays, the guidelines are not all sinus infections are bacterial. So hold off on the antibiotics. Start with some nasal steroids, saline spray, flushes. Most of them don't have a true sinus infection. So you don't have to give an antibiotic. The problem is you have a certain percentage of people calling back in a week going, I can't, my face hurts, help. And now they got to be on longer antibiotics and steroids. But again, remember, with medicine, it's not about you anymore. It's about the greater good. It's about this antibiotic resistance. Researchers found that telemedicine doctors' decisions on whether to prescribe or not prescribe antibiotics, 4 out of 10 failed to meet guidelines. See, we're given guidelines. Okay, a doctor, I was not trained to follow a guideline. I was trained to follow the art, to follow my instincts. And if I think somebody is going to, with their bronchitis, go into an asthmatic attack, I'm going to want to give them an antibiotic. But that's not the guidelines. The guidelines is with bronchitis, it's usually viral, so don't be given antibiotics. So for those of you about to embark on telemedicine and think you could kind of yell at the doctor to, you know, give you the medication that you want, realize that we really do have guidelines. Now, so why would then go up? If we have guidelines, why are doctors writing more antibiotics? Well, because there's liability. If I miss a strep throat, or I miss a rip-roaring sinus infection, or I miss a cellulitis, I could be in trouble. So what I do is if I think you need an antibiotic, I'll give you one, but I'll also say see your doctor this week, or still go to an urgent care for follow-up. So, or if I don't give you an antibiotic as guidelines, I'll be like, look, you got to go and get seen today. But some doctors are probably like, look, I don't want to be in trouble and miss something and, you know, risk getting sued. So, I'm excited that we can now help people in rural parts of the country. I'm excited that you guys don't have to sit in a doctor's office and that you're able to get some care right away and you're able to see a doctor for much less money than you do going to a medical office. However, realize that these are not in-person exams. And if you have a bladder infection, and our guidelines are we can't give you an antibiotic for the bladder infection, don't cuss us out, okay? Go easy on us. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a judge rules that a New York County cannot bar unvaccinated children from public places. So you guys remember that there's a New York County that is banning any kid who hasn't been vaccinated from public places, church, school, public transportation, because they have a measles outbreak. This court's the Washington Post. Yet a state judge was like, no. Children are hereby permitted to return to their respective schools forthwith and otherwise to assemble in public places. So this ban was announced in March in Rockland County after more than 150 measles cases were reported. It barred any resident of the country under 18 who had not yet been given the measles, mumps, or rubella vaccine from public places such as schools and parks, until either the end of a 30-day emergency declaration or until they receive the vaccine. In response, a group of parents were ticked and they filed a lawsuit, calling the emergency declaration arbitrary and capricious, and writing that it had led children to be denied attendance at nursery programs and schools, and has effectively prohibited their movement and denied them the right to congregate and assemble in public places. Dory Rice, a professor at UC Hastings College of Law in San Francisco, told the Post that the declaration was for a short enough period that it would not likely be worth the effort to fight the court ruling. Now, last week, New York lawmakers proposed legislation that would eliminate non-medical religious exemptions for vaccinations. There have been nearly 400 confirmed cases of measles in 15 different states between January 1 and March 28th of 2019, according to the CDC. So we have here a very, very, very controversial issue, which I think is going to explode. I don't think we've seen the tip of the iceberg of how nasty this is going to get. And so you have this idea of we need to protect the public. We have people that are unvaccinated. There's a growing anger towards the anti-vaxxers. And so you have legislators and judges and officials saying, look, let's put an end to this. Let's just ban. We need to protect the city, or we need to protect the community. You have those who may not be pro-vaccine, or they may be pro-vaccine, but not pro all the vaccines. May want to pick and choose their vaccines. Very distrustful of the government. Very distrustful that they're not being notified of the side effects. And find it to be a violation of the rights to force them to vaccinate their healthy kids with something that may have a side effect. So this controversy is huge. Then you start to wonder, and I'm a doctor, and I'm pro-vaccine, and I get herd immunity. And herd immunity is where we vaccinate everybody so that those that can't be vaccinated, those who are very, very susceptible to infection, can then be protected because the herd that they're in doesn't carry the disease. So I'm for vaccine. I am on the pro-vaccine side. But I do get a little suspicious of a retaliatory message that may be done with these bannings. And so when Rockland County's like, look, we have 150 measles cases, we then need to bar any resident in the county who has not been given the MMR because they're doing it, right, to save the community. 150 measles cases is a lot. My question is, then why didn't you do that for flu? Flu affected more than 150 people in Rockland County. There's 400 cases of measles throughout the United States. Flu has affected thousands. Last year, there were 80,000 flu-related deaths in the United States. Hundreds of kids died of the flu last year. So if you're going to ban people who are choosing to avoid vaccines for a variety of reasons, and you're doing that, right, under the pretense of, I'm doing this to save the community because we have an outbreak, then why didn't you also do it for the flu? Flu vaccine safe. We're recommending the flu vaccine. More people were affected by the flu. That's where I get a little nervous about this retaliatory sort of motive. And mind you, I am pro-vaccine. I get why a community needs to quarantine. I get why a community needs to have a robust vaccine program. Trust me, if Ebola makes it to our country, I'm going to be one of the first people to say, isolate, vaccine, contain, stop the spread. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm going to be all G.I. Jane on everybody's butt. But I'm a little nervous that we're seeing we're seeing an attack on people's rights. Now, why don't we see more people vaccinated against the flu? Why don't we? I mean, if we're all pro-vaccine, if the majority of us are pro-vaccine, then why aren't you getting the flu shot? I ask people that. I'll ask people that. Their kids got the flu. Parents got the flu. I'm like, did you guys get the flu shot this year? And they go, no. We don't like to get the flu shot. So then I go, uh-oh. Okay. Did you vaccinate your kids? Like, oh, yeah, we vaccinated our kids. And I go, okay, well, if you vaccinate your kids and you're pro-vaccine, then why didn't you vaccinate against the flu? Well, because the flu shot made somebody sick, and I'm afraid of the flu shot, and, oh, I think I'd rather my kids get the flu. I'm like, well, okay, but you see where the argument, it's not a consistent argument. I'm okay with some people not wanting to get the flu shot. It stinks when they do that, because I think that's why we have a perpetuation of the flu each year. But I get it. There was a guy in town that got Guillain-Barré. We don't know 100% if it was from the flu shot, but he did. So everybody was kind of freaked out. I said it was still a 1 in a million chance. Flu kills. You're still safer getting the flu shot. In fact, the flu could give you Guillain-Barré, where your nerves attack your immune system. But we're right now, as a society, okay with parents not vaccinating their kids against the flu. But we're not okay with parents not vaccinating against measles, mumps, and rubella. And more people die of flu and have flu cases. Even when measles was at its peak, more people still were affected by flu. So, I mean, I'm just saying, be consistent. Now, a legislator or a county official won't have the popular support to ban every kid who wasn't vaccinated against the flu. More people would yell. So because there's a real tiny minority, you could go against a minority of people. And a lot of these minorities are religious. And this is where, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I'm like, okay, whoa. Okay, I'm pro-vaccine, but I am pro-vaccine. Then you vaccinate against the flu, you vaccinate against all of them. And if you have people that don't want to vaccinate against the flu, why aren't they then being banned as well? Oh, because it's not popular. Well, then fine, don't ban the kids that didn't vaccinate against measles, mumps, rubella. I mean, you know, we can't start doing some, you know, we can't start, I just get a little nervous about that whole, let's, you know, pick on the minority. As you all know, that didn't end well for my family. 1-877-DOT-SOLID, don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.